This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here we go. It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are going to get you an up-to-date news update here, news flash, on your free agent movement across the NFL. It's already been a massive day in the NFC East with the Eagles adding a couple of impact players and quarterbacks on the move. Let's do it. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout NFL executive. There's Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup. Wolchuk and Chia follower here, and Eric Chia, and Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Chris Jones has stayed with the Chiefs 5 years and 160. That's $32 million from him. That's not a breaking news story, but it's pretty cool. Kirk Cousins, 4 and 180 with the Atlanta Falcons. Does that make you feel differently about the Dak Prescott negotiation that's coming up? I mean, he's going to get about $15 million less than what Dak Prescott is going to get. I think this is point Dak doubters, you know, and Dak homers. You got to prove to me why your guy is 30% better than Kirk Cousins, you know, and I don't think it's there. I think these teams like Atlanta and Tampa are now doing it right. I'd rather have Cousins at that money, Mayfield at his money, than Dak Prescott at somewhere 57, 58, 60 million bucks.
I think Dak's probably still going to end up getting what he wants in this. It seems like that's how negotiations go, and he's got a cutthroat agent in Todd France, who's very, very good at this, but I hear you. Yeah. I mean, when you look at kind of the success, the production that Kirk Cousins and Dak have had, it's very, very similar.
Yeah, I think the only thing you could look at right now, obviously age, and then you have Kirk Cousins off an Achilles injury. So
sure, but the Cowboys paid Dak after the ankle injury, right? So they don't seem like they care.
No, I 100% agree, but when you're trying to figure out why should Dak be getting more than Kirk Cousins, I think that's where you would point to, hey, he's older. Kirk Cousins is older, and he's also coming off a pretty catastrophic injury as well. So those would be some of the things, but I'm with you guys. I'd much rather pay less for, ultimately, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I understand that regular season Dak and his numbers blow Baker Mayfield's out of the water.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield's best QBR year is less than Dak's worst. So I understand that. But ultimately, to the playoffs, and that's really what this comes down to now. We're past, like, I cannot stand hearing the MVP season Dak just had, MVP season Dak just had. Who cares? And he didn't even win it. Like, it was a down year for the MVP. We're wondering, is a running back going to get it? Or is a non-quarterback going to get it? Because we don't even know. And in a down MVP year, your guy couldn't even get it. And in playoff moments throughout the regular season, Niners, Bills, doesn't show up, doesn't even give you a chance. And then you get to the playoffs at home, doesn't give you a chance. So, yes, I am as out on Dak as you could really be, but I would take Baker Mayfield right now for $30 million over Dak for that. And I will say this, I wouldn't want to do the Baker deal either, because ultimately your ceiling is with Baker, basically what Dax is. Yeah. So it's not like anything's really changing. Ultimately, you don't do either one of those things and you go find a super cheap quarterback in the draft and you hope he's a stud. That's like the way you actually do it. Unless you just want to, like Tampa's telling you right now, for Tampa fans, hey, we are very happy being in the worst division in football. We feel like we can host a playoff game with Baker Mayfield probably 2 out of the next 3 years. And we know that is as good as it's going to get for us. And that's fine. But at least they're only paying $30 million for that and not whatever Dak's going to get.
Double.
Brian?
Yeah, I mean, the determination you have to make is, like you guys have talked about, can you actually get to and win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott or with, you know, Baker Mayfield or Kirk Cousins?
The answer is no.
See, so that's – so if what gives you the best chance to maybe get to the Super Bowl then?
What gives Not you having the, any one of those quarterbacks.
Okay, I have to have one of these quarterbacks, though. Who do I need the money? Who can I take? Who I could take their money and help my team. Who gives you the best chance then? You know what
Dak,
I'm saying?
Well, Dak, if you could take all that money and help
that's
your team.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If somehow you can get Dak to agree to what Kirk Cousins and those guys and Baker Mayfield are doing, then there's your chance to at least get to a Super Bowl. Well, with these other quarterbacks, you're not.
At least extend Dak so well that you free up that to happen 1 year. You know,
there's
a way you could get Dak all of his money, but then backload it to the point where you're like, this is going to be our year where we have all of his money to spend on other players or a big chunk of his money to spend on other players.
If you could somehow get Dak to take the same money these guys are taking, you'd feel great.
Absolutely.
Because
he's better
than them. Because you know Dallas will be able to find players.
Yeah.
Atlanta can't find players. Tampa, maybe. You know, they get lucky every once in a while down there with Jason Light.
Here's the problem, though, when Jerry Jones owns your team. He's saying, well, yeah, Kirk Cousins makes 45 and Dak 60, and that costs me more against the cap, but I more than make up for that $15 million in revenue because of what Dak Prescott is for our marketing. And I think whenever you're trying to balance winning the Super Bowl and making money, you're a pretender, not a real contender. Wolchuk hits you with the news. Gardner Minshew has gone to the Raiders. So congratulations to him. Grover Stewart, a player that we talked about a couple of weeks back,
yeah.
A big defensive tackle. He is staying on with the Colts. That story just 20 minutes old from our buddy Shireen Williams. So nice job of breaking that story. Geno Stone and the Bengals agree on a 2-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins and Mike Zimmer are going to reunite in 2024 now on opposite sides of the field. The safety Xavier McKinney went a 4-year deal with the Green Bay Packers. So that's just a little bit of a taste. Do you guys see anything that's absolutely new?
Leonard Floyd is signing with the 49ers, so they get themselves another pass rusher.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask you about a couple of
deal, 20
so
million.
That, that
for
whole
the Niners?
Thing,
yeah.
Remember you asked about Danielle Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
And I got a no on that one.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter still hasn't technically signed with anybody.
No, he didn't. Not with the 49ers.
He probably wanted a little bit more money, but they get Leonard Floyd on 2-year, $20 million. So maybe they pivoted and went with Leonard Floyd.
Man, I'm just kind of hoping that this Daquan Jones and guys like that, those defensive tackles that we talked about, you know, you mentioned with Grover, I kind of hope those older defensive tackles stay out of the market for the week. That nobody goes and get, you know, Dallas needs a one technique. They have to go get a one technique.
And the linebackers. I mean, that's the one good thing is if the linebackers haven't really started signing anywhere yet.
Those guys could stay out and the defensive tackles could stay out, especially the older veteran guys, then maybe you can nab one of these guys.
Here's the issue, though, just circling back to the Dak conversation. Like, I'm with you. It'd be awesome if you could say, like, Dak, you've made a bunch of money. You're getting a bunch of endorsements.
See, but he wasn't a first-round pick. Neither was Cousins.
But they're both fourth-round picks. Yeah, but then you say, like, the thing about the Cowboys is, like, they'll go get you players. Like, they draft. But the Cowboys haven't shown any willingness to go out in free agency and sign players with added money.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. If Dak were to, to me, I know it's going to sound weird, but I'm gonna take my chances. If you give me a quarterback that will take less and I can go and draft and maybe grab one or two guys.
I'd love that.
That would be nice.
I agree.
I'm not counting on it, but if he makes less money, okay, then maybe a draft and I could sign my guys and there's not a problem with that.
Yeah, but we know he's not going to do that for you. You know, so
that's what I was hoping. And to me, I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it if he would. But you're right. Todd France ain't going to allow it.
He's not going to allow
it. Todd France is going to get him back. He's going to sign a shorter-term deal. You know, Dallas is going to want to try and stretch this thing, and Todd France is not going to let him do it.
Which means ultimately, we know you're not going to win a Super Bowl. So why do that? If you're the Dallas Cowboys and you realize that Dak Prescott, as currently constructed, and my roster as currently constructed, which I
there's
cannot,
no reason.
I cannot upgrade.
There's no reason. You know why? Because none of those guys over there are going to lose their jobs. None of those guys are going to lose their jobs. They're all very, very comfortable. We've talked about that a bunch. So the one team that shouldn't pay a quarterback $50 million
be the Cowboys.
Is the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Because they, you know, they could keep searching for a quarterback.
Yeah.
But they won't do that. But they know how to build a team.
Then
I mean,
with the
roster they have.
They do. They know how to build a regular season successful
team. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
With their formula. The reason why they don't want to, like, turn the keys over to Will McClay or hire an external GM is they've perfected their system for making regular season teams that also optimize their profit. And, you know, the deal is you just get a quarterback that's good enough to make a lot of touchdowns and highlight level plays in the regular season. And they've been doing that now for 17 years. I had a couple of running back questions for you, Chief. Aaron Jones available, at what price tag would you want him to be the Cowboys veteran? I believe he's 29 years old, but he has averaged 5 yards attempt, dominated the Cowboys, loves to play at AT&T Stadium. And then Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. Is that something that as a Cowboys fan should make you nervous?
For me, it doesn't. Now, I do think you will probably, assuming health, you should be getting the best version of Saquon Barkley, being that he's never had a good offensive line or quarterback to work with in New York. And now you go to Philadelphia, and I know they're losing Jason Kelce, but they should have one of the better offensive lines in all of football. So, like, you're probably going to get the best version of him, but can he stay healthy, and how much is a running back actually going to impact the game? I don't think it'll be so much so that, you know, you should be worried necessarily. I'm always saying, okay, if you're a team and you gave big money, especially to a running back who is now in, what year is he going into? Year six? This is 6 year. I mean, there's plenty, especially a banged up dude. That's not something that would concern me at all. I chalk that up as a win in terms of wanting to see the Eagles fail. There will be some big time moments. You will have highlight plays. It'll be all fun and games. But by the time you get to the postseason, I don't think he's a guy that is going to be winning you playoff games or anything like that. So that doesn't concern me at all.
He's never hurt the Cowboys. And even when he's played and been healthy, for whatever reason, he has not performed well against Dallas.
And I would like Aaron Jones. I think that's a good player. And he is a little bit older for sure. So that's something you have to be worried about. He's a guy that gets banged up, but he was fantastic at the end of the season last year. Unfortunately, he's going, like Diana Russini saying, he's got plenty of suitors and the market's there for him. And running backs are being snatched up very quickly. And they are getting more money than most of us anticipated. And yeah. I think Aaron Jones will be the same way. I don't even think he's anywhere close to financially in the ballpark for the Cowboys to dance around.
Yeah, he just got over five for Singletary.
Yeah, well, Aaron Jones is
getting more than that.
He's only had two seasons where he's played the full campaign.
You know? It would have to be in a very part-time role where you're hoping to keep him healthy until December and turn him loose like Green Bay just did, or they got him back at the right time.
Right.
Because his injury history is very significant. It's interesting that running backs are getting paid. I mean, once Tony Pollard got $8 million, that's all I needed to see, really. It's like, I want nothing to do with this running back market again. The overall cap is going up so much, though. Maybe this is just like 3.5%, 4% of the cap. And even though the $8 million is kind of a sticker shock to us, if you look at the percentage compared to the cap, I think it's still probably within reason of what a responsible spend could be at the position.
But I think we have never seen a free agent class like this at running back.
Yeah.
That's why I think people I think people are like, listen, it's worth it for us for $8 million for a season to have a guy. I mean,
and there's no tags this year.
Yeah, it's really, really a strong deal to be able to play in this market if you can because of the quality of the player.
I think the thing you want to be is, like, the Super Bowl victory, the trend over the last decade plus is your running back is making no more than, like, 2% of your salary cap. So whatever that is, it's $255 million is what the salary cap is. So whatever 2% is of that would be like the top dollar is what
5.1 million.
Okay, yeah. 5.1 million. So yeah. 5.1 million would be like the as high as I'd be willing to go on any of these running backs based on what the Super Bowl champions have done for over a decade now. That's how they've allocated their resources. I'm not giving my running back more than 2%. So it's fine. And then Christian McCaffrey will sniff and get close, but he's the outlier. And even he couldn't actually win. And that is peak performance running back. You're not getting better than that. That's Kyle Shanahan knowing exactly how to use a guy who's got as much talent as anyone at the position in the sport right now. And that's still not going to be enough for you. Mm-hmm. So to me, 5.1 million, that's good to know. So Devin Singletary was right there at the cutoff line. The Giants got him. That's a bummer.
214 says, go get Jimmy G then. When he was the number one quarterback contract, the Niners went to the Super Bowl. He's had more success than everyone but Mahomes, Rodgers, and Stafford since it's Dak's fault. I don't think anybody's saying it's Dak's fault. To me, it's the Joneses' fault for not recognizing that if Dak is your quarterback, you need a souped-up roster. You can't win it with a standard roster like the Chiefs have. You got to go next level and spend extra and sort of ride that salary cap roller coaster. I think Dak's definitely good enough to win the Super Bowl. But if it's at the top, and no, there's no way in hell you go get Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, he had that big contract, but what specifically it is, it's your salary cap hit in those years. And the year that they went to the Super Bowl, his cap hit was much more like 20 or 25 mil than the absolute top of the market. Plus, Jimmy G is hurt guy. There's no way you would do that. You know, I think Dak is probably like the sixth or seventh best quarterback in the NFL. But when you pay everybody that matches that description from like number two, maybe, all the way through number 15, they're all getting paid like they're the best quarterback in the NFL. And when you do that, you can't compete. As the sixth or seventh best quarterback, you should be getting like 70% so the team can use the 30% to bridge the gap that your lack of talent creates. As good as you are, Dak, your lack of talent compared to Patrick Mahomes, but demanding that you make the same amount of money is a major problem to the tune of about $20 million. Just under 10% of the salary cap we are sacrificing because the laws of the market say we have to have you. Okay, I'm just saying I'd rather have Kirk Cousins at 45. I'd rather have Baker Mayfield at 30. I think Chief had a great point. I'd really rather have neither of them because history says if you find yourself in this spot, you're 8-9 years into a guy's career, it's clear he cannot be the deciding factor. History demands you let him walk and draft another rookie because that's the only other way you've been able to win the Super Bowl for 2 decades, right? Can't even really get to it, but Matt Ryan did. He still collapsed down the stretch because he does not have what it takes to close football games.
You just play Trey Lance if you want to. I mean, Brandon Ayuk was just on an Instagram Live. They asked him, hey, Jimmy G or Trey Lance? He said Trey Lance. He played with both guys.
I think that would be a great solution. I think that would get you theoretically closer to a Super Bowl than just reloading Dak. I have nothing against Dak. I'm a huge believer in his talent. The economy of quarterback is broken. That's the thing to get mad at. And the Cowboys' inability to recognize what the true dynamics are.
The economy is broken, and the Cowboys' way of team building is broken. And now you are on a hamster wheel, and you have two sides that will not budge on their thinking. Dak is going to say, I'm not taking less, because why the hell should I? Entire career, you have done nothing in terms of free agency and player acquisition outside of drafting and developing to actually show me that you were going to use that money out of re-signing our own players, which clearly has not been good enough to win a Super Bowl. And the Cowboys are so damn scared of being in quarterback purgatory that they're like, you know what? We got a guy that is a winner, that is good in the regular season, that will put us in the playoffs, but it's not good to drag away our team that has holes in it because that's our own damn fault because we're not building a complete team because we sit out of free agency and we screw up the salary cap every year and we'll lose in the playoffs. So you're well screwed said. As a Cowboy fan.
Yes.
That's how it
feels. Is it broken because they don't do anything in free agency?
You're complaining about the trade deadline.
Yeah.
It's free agency. It's not using every type of aspect to team build and then using the same damn excuse every offseason that we don't have cap space and you'll never have cap space because you don't change the way that you build and do business when it comes to building your roster.
I get you Super Bowl 5 years, Brian. All you have to do is put me in charge of that salary cap.
I wonder, though, we talk about – do they not have salary cap space because they've got legitimately good players? They've got some of the best. I mean,
to an extent, that's a problem, right?
Look at the Pro Bowl. Look at the top 100 list. Look at anything that they measure the players. It seems like every year the Cowboys have 7 or 8.
They draft really well, then they have to re-sign their own. So, yeah, that's an aspect of it, sure.
I think the biggest problem with the Cowboys is all these contracts came up at the same time.
I think that's a good point.
That's what's got them effed right now.
And you've paid the wrong guys, too. You've paid guys that you shouldn't have given $10 million guaranteed dollars to Tony Pollard last year. You shouldn't have paid Steele.
You shouldn't have paid Zeke.
Shouldn't have paid Gallup. Shouldn't have paid Jalen Smith. There's plenty of these where, okay, you're taking your money and you're giving it to your guys, and the guys you're giving it to are a disaster. Thank God they didn't do it today with Biotish or Pollard or Armstrong.
Sure. Right. That is a great point.
Yes, they have good players that they need to pay, but I think sometimes the league overvalues them because they're Cowboys, and the Cowboys fall in love with their own and overpay them.
Yeah, we got to run. No, it's a great discussion. Brian, final point?
No, I'm good.
Okay, we'll get back to this discussion a little bit later on. When we come back, it's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 420. Where are we going?
Top 10 advertising mascots of all time. We had the cereal conversation last week. It seems like a lot of good cereal mascots, but it was also National Mario Day. What's better mascot than Mario? That's next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is the GBAG Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's that Woolly Bully, Zach with an H, with your top 10.
Thank you very much for getting to the top 10 most memorable advertising mascots of all time. We were talking about National Cereal Day the other day, like Toucan Sam, of course. He's an awesome advertising mascot. But there's a lot, and it was National Mario Day a day ago. So I thought, okay, this one could be fun. But we do have some news, according to The Athletic and Diana Russini. Giants are getting very, very close to finalizing a trade with the Carolina Panthers to get Edge Brian Burns. That is going to be a significant trade offer, I would assume, or else the Panthers are going to look even worse, and they already do as an organization, because they had the opportunity to trade Brian Burns. I think the last two off seasons they've had teams offer first-round picks and then some,
yes.
The Rams being one of which. So if it's not for a minimum of a one and X amount, whatever included, gosh, they really, really, really dropped the bag on that one. But we'll see. NFC's keeps getting better. Eagles making moves. Giants trying to. They still don't have a quarterback, though, so that's a good thing. But we'll see what that ends up
being. So Carolina going to try and recoup the one that they lost overall.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get the Giants. You think it's this year's one or next year's one? That's the sixth overall pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be the sixth overall pick. I feel like next year's one makes some sense, and maybe they throw in this year's two, which is at the top of the second round.
Man, I would love it if the Giants are giving up this year's first round pick.
That'd be amazing.
For Brian Burns. Good player, for sure.
But it doesn't make any sense that they would do that,
no,
considering they don't like Daniel Jones and they're in position to maybe get one of these quarterbacks.
You know,
that'd be awesome.
Next year's one makes a lot of sense if you're in a situation where, like, you know, if we don't do anything better, we're all going to get fired, and that'll be somebody else's problem.
Right.
You know, we've seen that before, and I say it all the time. Like, if you're a team that's struggling and you know you have one more year, and I'm surprised that the Maras would let them trade a one for Burns. I'm surprised.
They probably got talked into, hey, you know how we won our last Super Bowls? Pass rush. Brian Burns going to give us that pass rush.
Yeah, man. OCU Manura.
I mean,
Matthias Kiwanuka.
Yep.
Man, it's crazy. If the sixth overall pick, that would be wild. That would be wild.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening. It'd be hysterical.
Sounds like a lot.
It really would be.
Well, you know, Carolina, they gave up their, you know, they gave up what.
But they did for a franchise quarterback, so it makes sense to do that, to take that risk.
Woo.
We'll see what that trade ends up being. In case, you know, they're basically saying barring any type of major fallout, this trade is in the works. They've got the details for it, so we'll see.
Frankie Luvu ended up with the Commanders.
Ooh, good get.
Yeah, $36 million.
Good get.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a linebacker, first linebacker officially off the board. Yeah. Okay, so that's
3 years, $36 million? It's not terrible.
And he's supposed to be top of the market guy, right? Him and Patrick Queen, probably?
Him and Patrick Queen are the guys that, people are talking about right now.
Yeah, you can get linebackers on the cheap, man.
I mean, that's good news. Go get yourself Azeez Al-Shaair, and I'll be much more happy.
Hey, if he's still available in the next 10 days, maybe you got a chance.
That's what I was talking with Prince Faisal about. I was just texting with him about. I was hopeful that some of these defensive tackles and these linebackers wouldn't sign, that they would just kind of go through the week and nobody would notice them. And then maybe in the second week, the guys are like, okay, I'm going to really sign a one-year deal here.
Justin Jones, another defensive tackle, is off the market. He agreed to terms with the Arizona Cardinals, 3 years, $30 million. Just got about $20 million guaranteed. Nothing with Tyron Smith, though, and the Dolphins re-signed Teron Armstead. That became official.
See, to me, Tyron Smith to the Commanders would make a lot of sense because you have a coach that knows what you have to do to get Tyron Smith to the game. If he goes any other place and they're going to like, listen, I don't practice, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't know why you would sign Tyron Smith. You know, I know that he is a high-level player, but if you're one of those coaches that likes your guys to practice and wants them to, you know, and be a part of it and all that.
He's not your guy.
He's not your guy. The Commanders are the only team that makes sense. Just because Dan Quinn saw it with his own eyes.
Yeah, he gets it.
How it works.
Okay, if you're Tyron Smith, though, the command to go to Washington, they'd have to pay you 10%, 20% more than any other team? Like, come on. You're Tyron Smith. Oh, you're trying to win.
No.
You're trying to have at least a good time here in your final couple of years.
Yeah,
going to Washington.
Karen Armstead.
Let me tell you this. If it's
no, but to Washington, though, specifically. You're like, I could go to Kansas City, potentially, or I could go somewhere where I can do some semblance of winning.
Okay,
my stadium's not going to be, like, urinating on me.
Well,
that's at least
this?
20%. At least 20%, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, how about this, then? Remember when Amari Cooper flirted with the Commanders?
Yeah.
Could this possibly be a situation where Tyron Smith is like, man, I ain't going to go to a place that's going to make me practice and do all that stuff? I mean, he's just out there right now seeing what kind of offer he can get.
He wants to drive up the price. He can do that.
Do you think he ends up back with the Cowboys?
If the market out there isn't what he thinks, which I don't think is going to be the case. I think somebody's going to give him money. Maybe it's New England. We heard about that. I don't think he ends up back with the Cowboys. It's going to be super cheap if he does.
I mean, Tony Pollard said, I'm willing to take less. Everything's pointing to the Cowboys, like, maybe redefining how cheap they're going to be in free agency. And I just don't think they can afford Tyron Smith unless he wants to do a super incentive-laden contract.
Well, similar to what he did last year, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But the need for offensive linemen is so huge. Someone's going to guarantee him and take the risk that he does get hurt.
See, well, then that's kind of why I wonder why he hasn't already been signed. Well, if everybody out there is dying for offensive linemen.
We still got plenty of time for him to get signed, though. I think he'll be all right. But the longer it goes, we could circle back to that conversation.
You say that, but
here Wednesday, I'll think it's possible.
Would you say he's probably the top tackle in the market right now?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot that comes with Tyron.
Is Bakhtiari still good? Because I know he's available. He's
retired.
Deal, right? Like both of those guys, when they play, they're awesome.
Well, Tyron plays more than Bakhtiari.
He has played more than Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. The Commanders also interested in Austin Ekeler. We'll see how that goes. But let's go into the top 10 here. Most memorable advertising mascots of all time. Some of the honorable mentions we've got here are, of course, Wendy from Wendy's. We got the Rice Krispies Snap Crackle Pop. How about Smokey the Bear? We got the Smokey the Bear ads all the time here on this.
Dawson's wearing one today.
You are.
He's got him on his chest, bro. Yeah.
Smokey.
Right now.
Hell yeah.
It's one of my
Mr. Pringle.
Days.
Yeah, I couldn't fit it for a couple years, but
Lucky the Leprechaun, Mr. Peanut from Planters.
How about Pillsbury the Poppin' Fresh?
Yeah, he's gonna be in the top 10.
Oh, he's gonna be all right.
Dough
Geico Gecko,
Poppin' Fresh Dough,
Chester the Cheetah, and Fred Flintstone for Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
A lot of good ones. You know, I like the Trix Rabbit. I liked the quarter moon for McDonald's Mac. It's Mac tonight. Come on, baby, make it Mac tonight. He'd be playing his piano, singing McDonald's like tunes like he was a lounge entertainer.
It's like somebody texted in Mr. Kool-Aid, Tony the Tiger. So number 10 is Ronald McDonald for McDonald's. You knew that they were going to get
a clown.
There.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Mario.
Scout's eyes working for you.
Like that, huh?
Mario what?
Mario from the Nintendo games, of course.
Okay.
Number 8 is Colonel Sanders, KFC.
Yeah.
Number 7, Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney Company.
He's number 7?
Number 7.
Wow.
I guess I just didn't think of them as pitchmen. I thought of them as characters.
Well, they use the face for sure. All.
Yeah.
Number 6 is the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah.
McKinstry?
Yeah, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Andy Reid.
Number 5, we got the Energizer Bunny.
He keeps going.
Pretty strong.
Going.
Number 4, Mr. Clean.
And going.
Mr. Clean.
What about the Marlboro Man?
Ah, the Marlboro Man. That's a good one. Number 3 is indeed Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
Ooh, 214, Taco Bell Dog. Remember him?
Yokiero.
Is that the Chihuahua?
It was the Chihuahua. Dude. The Jolly Green Giant, that one's good too.
Yeah, it is a
Bucky
good one.
From Bucky's. Shout out to 518.
I think he scares kids.
Busey's.
Bucking
number
a.
2 is Tony the Tiger, Frosted Flakes. But number 1,
they're great.
Most memorable advertising mascot of all time, the red and yellow M&Ms.
Ooh.
Did
pretty
work.
Good.
Had a great
pretty
run.
Good. What about the Aflac?
Aflac.
Duck.
Yeah, the duck.
Yeah, the duck.
Or the swan.
The caveman. The Geico caveman.
That's what
that
I was
saying.
These commercials are
see,
the best.
See, that's what
so
I was
so easy
thinking.
A caveman can do it. My man throw down his boom mic. I love that.
They brought him back, bro. Dude. They brought him back.
Yeah. I thought these were cartoon dudes.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could use the real ones. Yeah.
How about the Wienermobile? Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Yeah, the Wienermobile.
Come on,
really
man.
Good.
I think they've pimped it out recently,
they
too.
They still, you could, there's a job. I saw a job offering for that. You could drive
it's
that
around.
That's a good gig.
Coca-Cola Polar Bears.
The Monopoly Man.
Yes.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. Colonel.
Come on, baby.
Colonel, maybe.
The Gerber Baby.
Spuds McKenzie. We named our dog after Spuds McKenzie, the Bud Light dog back in the day. He was cool.
The Michelin Tires dude.
Yeah, Michelin Man.
Yeah, the Michelin dude.
Yeah, like them girls being in their tights.
Yeah.
You take them tights off. Look like the Michelin Man.
Ooh, the Coors Light twins. Oh, we're talking cartoons. Yeah.
Yeah, just the
twins.
Twins.
It's a really weird time.
Ooh, Jack from Jack in the Box.
Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Big fit Flo.
Everybody does Captain Morgan.
Everybody does Captain Morgan.
Yeah, hey, put your little leg up when you.
Parcells. Parcells.
Yeah, pulls a big tuna on you.
Captain Morgan.
Wow.
What the hell was that?
Sir, your schvanz has been in my face for
that was
the better part of 10 minutes or so.
I've never been more disgusted.
Put on some damn shorts or wrap or towel around.
Put some freaking pants on, please. It's not your fault. We'll get you some pants.
Broadus did tell me he was, like, for as disgusting as it was, you were impressed. And that was surprising
to
me.
You know what? There's a lot of things I let you get away with. I'm not letting you get away with that. There are times when, like, and I was hammered the other day, and you were just saying stuff, and I'm like, Eric!
I believe I've painted a picture that had you using a bagel as a napkin, wiping yogurt off your face, and then biting the bagel.
Yeah. He'll let you get away with a lot of stuff, but nothing complimentary towards Parcells, ever.
Especially that. That's the one seat of compliments.
Not that.
Not giving him that one.
We got to run. It is time for a little bit of a rim sesh. We got basketball news as well. Chief, where are you taking it?
Guess that fine and basketball or butt crack next year in the nation.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you, sir. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got to get a little basketball in here. Football's finest coming up at 5 o'clock. Here's the Chief to hoop it up.
Thank you very much. I did find out once and for all, we did miss the boat on the whole 56 inches thing. That rim, the circumference of a rim is 18 inches. So just so you know, I spent my entire week off last week crunching the numbers. I got out the rulers and stuff, and we've officially figured it out. So I just want you guys to not be alarmed here as I open up a rim session. We cut the lights out. We put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 18 inches around that rim.
The only thing you use the ruler for? Rain dance.
No one corrected you, bro, so you'll be all right.
Thank you. Actually, it was one guy. I saw a text a couple of weeks ago that was like, hey, 56, you're doing the math wrong. And I'm like, okay. So I had to pull out the old T89 calculator, man, and get to work.
It was on a game we were playing, right?
Yeah, it was probably rigged.
It was one of those BS answers. You guys got the victory.
Like 16? Yeah.
Okay, I got more bad news for you on this, Chief.
No, son of a gun. We don't know any right answers.
No, I spent all week crunching the numbers.
We got an 18-inch diameter.
Is that circumference?
That's different than circumference.
But if you have, okay, so if you have the diameter, you can find out the circumference, right?
That's right.
Because that means it's a 9-inch radius.
Does okay. it?
Yes.
Because the radius is half the diameter.
What are you looking at me
wow,
for?
Wow, dude. Wow, you're breaking out real math on me. This is impressive. Yeah. You remembered something from high school, sir.
This is a breakthrough.
Yes.
Can somebody do the math and tell us how many inches this freaking rim is?
18 inches across. It's 56 inches around. Is what the 901
I got says. I got 29 and a half. I got 29 around? And a half circumference.
Yeah. Okay, see what I'm saying? It can be confusing. And this is standard. I know, hey, three-point lines, the size of the balls, whatever.
Yeah, I say we just don't bring it up.
You know, it used to be a
big, I dropped it last week.
I noticed it.
It used to be a big damn joke, and now you can't even get the joke right.
Hey, well, we have to understand that it's always a special occasion when Luka Doncic becomes NBA Western Conference Player of the Week, okay?
Third time this season.
Let's pull one out for our boy Luka, who's getting disrespected out there. No, people aren't loving him enough with this is... He's been able to accomplish.
Did we see the best Luka no-look pass over the weekend versus Detroit?
It was stunning.
That was one of those where you're like, you don't even see him peak. Man. Like, did he even know there was a guy there?
I feel like
he threw one from the corner one time that went through traffic.
I think he did.
We're going to find out one day that Luka does have eyes in the back of his head.
He does, man.
He's a superhuman. That pass was awesome. Luka also is 4 made threes away from passing Jason Terry for second on the Mavs' all-time 3 points made list.
Incredible.
And he's also 11 boards.
Move over, boys!
That's right. That's right, Lucius. Sorry about you, Jason Terry. Still love you, Jet. Luka, 11 boards from passing Sean Bradley for fourth on the Mavs' all-time rebounds list.
Who would have thought that, huh? Sean Bradley sitting there at number 4.
Running up them numbers.
I guess that's what he could do best, though.
All right, basketball or butt crack here, and then we'll guess that fine. Alleged quote here from Giannis. Now, okay, let me ask you this. Who does Patrick Beverley play for?
The Bucks.
I think he's just on a podcast
himself.
Now. Is he even playing?
Basketball guy of the day, Gavin Dawson. Congratulations. I was like, wow, okay, I guess some way, somehow, we've managed to get Beverley over to Milwaukee.
He got traded. I don't remember exactly
how that happened.
Wasn't it like one of the first games he showed up with the clipboard trying to show people what to do?
Yeah. Dude, he is coaching his ass off.
Actually, he might be the real coach.
Leadership, man. He leads from the front.
Doc's like, you know what? You take it.
It's cool to watch him interact with Lillard because they have history as well, and some great rivalries happen with Trailblazers Clippers. And so when those two guys got together, everybody's like, wow, are these guys, because they said things. I mean, they had moments. And now Beverly is like his biggest cheerleader. It's pretty cool to watch it.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Something happens. You become teammates, and all of a sudden, hey, we're in this thing together.
Uh-huh.
Basketball or butt crack?
Yeah.
Here's the quote.
Oh, butt crack.
Giannis, talking about his teammate Patrick Beverley, he's one of those guys that, sorry for my language, that you say he's an a-hole. But when he plays on your team, like, that's my a-hole. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say that's basketball.
Basketball.
Because Giannis is a little freaky-deaky, man.
He is.
Basketball. I mean, did you see him getting that massage where it was located? I saw a picture that went viral over the weekend with it.
No.
Like, he really is the Greek freak.
Okay, so you missed the LeBron photos with Jeannie Buss getting a little handsy, I missed the
I'll try to find it and send it to you.
The Giannis massage.
It might have just been the perfect shot in the right moment where he's trying to get the lower back massage, but it ends up being a little bit lower than that.
He's an a-hole, but when he plays on your team, like, that's my a-hole.
That sounds like so Giannis.
Yeah, I very Giannis. Said that.
Basketball.
That's basketball. You guys nailed it. Congratulations, fellas.
Getting it done.
All right. Did you guys see what Rudy Gobert did to the referee the other day? I think this has been fun. We've been guessing fines throughout the season. Sometimes they are...
This was a big one.
You saw it?
Yes.
Okay, then you have to stay out of this
one. No, I'm not staying out because I want to guess. I want to be basketball guy of the day.
Well, sorry. The general already is, man. Well, better luck tomorrow.
No, I'm basketball guy of the day.
Rudy Gobert.
$100,000 is what this guy was fined.
Oh, thanks for ruining the damn day, nailed it. Ryan.
Yeah, well, I'll ruin it for all you. I don't care. I'm basketball guy of the day.
For me now.
Yep.
Fine. Basketball guys of the day. Is that cool with you, Dawson?
Thanks, Dawson. Appreciate you allowing me to be the basketball guy of the day.
Man, I'll cede the crown to you any day of the week, Brian. You're the man.
Except on Mondays. Ha ha!
Windmill dunk. Bam.
You just got, you're Anthony Davis and he's Anthony Edwards.
Was it $100,000?
It was. Rudy Gobert. He
did the money sign.
Yes, to Scott Foster. He did one of those like he's like, I know what a three leg parlay looks like, Scott. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden the league came hammering down 100 G-bos, bro.
Yeah.
We've seen coaches get to the microphone. Remember we had the coach pull out the laptop and actually show
Mike Brown.
Yeah, yes. Mike Brown. Thank you. Good pull, Lucius. Yes.
Or guys,
make
Detroit.
It, make it the triple threat basketball guys of the day. That was a good pull.
And
that was $50K for that fine.
But their guy in Detroit got fined too for calling out the official.
Oh yeah, Monty Williams.
Monty Williams said it was the worst call.
It's
he's
Monty
ever seen.
Williams, basketball guy.
Fine, Walchuk, you can get a little bit of love in there as well.
No, I'm
and
good.
Then finally, did you guys see Pistons general manager Troy Weaver? This is during the Mavs game. There was a Pistons fan in a Red Wings shirt or sweater calling out the general manager of the Pistons, who sits, you know, amongst the people, sort of in the lower bowl.
Pat Riley like.
Yeah, a little bit. And he was like, the fans looked right in his eyes and just says, you suck at your job. And then the general manager says, you're lucky I don't beat your A. And then he pointed to the guy, and then security got him out of there. So it's a pretty good video. And I think this general manager, definitely, he's a big boy. I think this dude would have smacked the rest.
Like
this is like a college kid fan who's calling out the general manager, telling him to his face.
He just giving him the business
in his own palace that he sucks at his job. I think that warrants a throw out. I don't need that. I'm here working. Get out of here. There's your rim sesh.
What if you just said, I agree with you? What if you just said, you know, you're right. I do suck at my job.
Honestly, I would like to see how that plays out. Then the guy's like, no, you kind of are like, okay.
And then the guy's like,
I do, I stick.
Yeah, then the response is probably, then you should quit. And then you say, but I don't quit. I work till the end.
Yeah, I'm gonna
see. My mom
this,
raised me better than that.
I'm going to see this one through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not 56 or 18 or 28. It's a 56.548667 inches as the colos.
Okay, what is this, pi?
You got pi times a diameter.
Oh, I actually just.
So 18 times 3.14. That'll get you your circumference.
Look at that. Okay. Yep. Then we're back at it. 56 inches. There it goes. We're rounding down.
Here we go. Football's finest is coming up next. Eric, what's on deck?
Let's get you a free agency update as news is just coming off hot the presses there. We have farmers carries and we have ranch dressing issues in Buffalo next year in the nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.